What do you get when you take two feuding siblings?
Charlie!
Get away from me, June.
An accidental murder.
I just hit a man.
A few dodgy crooks. And a bunch of bad decisions. A new Aussie crime thriller from SBS and NITV.
Well, we should just call the police.
Stop it.
You need to get out now.
What have you done?
Reckless. Stream all episodes now on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
In the glistening waters off Great Keppel Island on Wapabara Sea Country, First Nations rangers are jumping into inflatable pools to collect coral larvae. It's all part of a program allowing traditional owners to learn coral spawning techniques from scientists to help protect the Great Barrier Reef. One of the participants is Wapabara woman Dashinta Barney.
My mob, we were born on the islands. We're practically a part of sea country in every way. It's part of our DNA. And for me, it was most important to get into this, not just to better myself, but to better my community, my mob, and be the lead for future generations to come and hopefully make it a bit better for them.
This pilot program is aiming to upskill rangers from six different traditional owner groups in coral larval restoration. While reef restoration is the focus, Dashinta says being part of the program has been healing for her.
Being around mob and being supported, oh, in the best way, being able to meet all these new rangers and learn from them, I would want others to get involved in whatever they can and take that journey.
These 20 rangers are the custodians of sea countries stretching from Cooktown to Bundaberg and are learning how to use different monitoring devices. Kelvin Rowe is a Tribalang Bunda ranger from the southern end of the reef.
Seeing young rangers is that makes me wish that I had the same opportunity when I was younger to do it. If I would have seen things like this when I was younger, I might have gave it a go, then steer myself in a bad direction. And it also helps the younger ones stay on path to their own culture.
He believes initiatives like this allow traditional owners to keep strong connections to culture.
As when I first started doing it, I used to talk to my grandmother about it because she used to grow up on the reef. And the more she see me doing it, makes her more happy and that somebody in the family loves working on the reef as she liked to do when she was younger too then.
This pilot program is one of the largest reef restoration trials to date. Rangers are learning how to collect coral spawn and put these into pools to develop into larvae. The annual event where corals reproduce only happens on a few nights after full moons in October and November, leaving a narrow window for restoration work. Jordan Ivey from the Australian Institute of Marine Science is leading the Indigenous Futures Project.
So it's super important to include traditional owners at the table when they're having these conversations about protecting the reef, protecting the environment. Obviously Western science knows a lot, but there's been traditional owners and their families been around for generations. There's a lot of knowledge that we can learn from them about how we can protect the environment.
Climate change is one of the biggest threats to the reef. Last year, a fifth mass coral bleaching event impacted huge parts of the reef, including around the Keppel Islands. Mr. Ivey says scientists are seeing the effects of this event firsthand.
If the reef disappears, a lot of species that are connected to the reef also disappear, and that means we'll lose our sense of identity and connection to culture and cultural practices. So it's a big thing to potentially lose a reef, so that's why we're trying to develop these interventions so we can help make a difference into the future.
A key objective of the recent United Nations Climate Summit is building on efforts to preserve and restore our oceans. This program is teaching techniques around the management of the reef in the hopes of showing the possibilities of collaboration.
Stir up that larvae.
Eastern Guguyalanji Ranger Natalie Friday says working together is the best way forward.
It's about inspiring the next generation to be involved in, for them to
have confidence in knowing that their traditional knowledge has a place in marine science.
In the hope of preserving the reef for future generations. Jasmine Cheong, SBS News.
In Sweden, we believe in just the right amount. Embracing balance, minimalism and simplicity. Something that Volvo believe in too. And when it comes to choosing your next car, we believe in just the right amount of choice. Between petrol, plug-in hybrid and fully electric, there's a Volvo for everyone. So visit your local Volvo retailer to learn which one is right for you. Volvo.